Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Polaro poll, 83% of us believe Canada is in recession. Dan Arnold told us that. Professor Eric Kam is back with us, professor of macroeconomics at Toronto Metropolitan University. How have you been? It's been a while since we've talked.
I've been fine. Happy New Year. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I am too. Happy New Year to you. When do we stop saying that?
About a week ago.
Okay. Are you surprised at the Polaro numbers that 83% of us are pessimistic about the economy and believe we're in recession?
No, I'm not surprised at all, because I have an unending faith in the Canadian population to be smart. And I think that they've got this one bang on. And if any part of the numbers surprise me, Roy, is that I'm surprised that 17% disagree. I mean, if you know, it's an interesting thing, right? I talk about the economy as a being, and I say that kind of not a joke, because like a human being, it's a dynamic entity. It's not static. And I can take a picture of an economy the same way that I can take an X-ray of a human being, but it doesn't tell the whole story. It just tells the story of what's going on at that very second. And so Canadians realize that though things may, quote unquote, appear to be stable today, and if you look at some of the indicators, they are, Canadians realize something that we said throughout all of 2022, which is disposable incomes are falling, interest rates are rising, and people are becoming worse off. And yep. So Canadians are just surmising and saying that has to lead to worse economic times, correct? And of course, they are correct.
So each time we go get something, if we buy one particular item, if we like to have that item around the house. So we go out and buy it, and we see the price going up week to week, day to day sometimes. And that is that unmistakable feeling that, uh-oh. You know, it's that uh-oh feeling. And I said earlier, and people are sick of me saying this, the inflationary trend to me means you go to the gas station and the grocery store on the same morning, and you can't afford to fill up it either. But that's it is the reality. So what is your view then, what your professional view of what's happening with our economy? And do you see any glimmer of, I don't know, dawn on the horizon?
Dawn is strong. Let me give you really the personal and the professional, just to give an example. Today, my wife sent me to the grocery store, and when I saw that celery was $5.99, I passed. And I don't want to make anybody upset, but I'm doing fairly well in the world. I'm not a wealthy man, but I'm stable. My wife and I have stable jobs, and we didn't buy that celery. And if we didn't buy that celery, I can only imagine, Roy, what some of those people that are close to insolvency are doing. Yeah. Not only are they not buying that celery, it terrifies me at what else they are not buying. So now you ask me about the professional. Listen, if you want a glass half full argument, a recession is when gross domestic product falls for two or more quarters. And we're not there. So if someone says we are in a recession, we are not in a recession. But yes, as we started off the conversation, it is heading toward a recession. It is almost impossible that we are not going to be recessed at some point, because those interest rate hikes and those price hikes haven't hit the labor market. They haven't translated yet into a fall in the number of people working, but they will. The only question isn't whether they will. The question is when and how deep will it go? So personally and professionally, we see that difficult times are on the rise. And I hope that Canadians are, to the best of their ability, Roy, are planning for those difficult times.
Yeah. And I would think that if you have the national emotion being that we are in recession, and again, 83% of us are saying that, that will inevitably and invariably have an impact on the overall economy, because we'll be less active within it. And so, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy, no?
I was about to say self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's one of the things that we are going to discuss on Wednesday when I get back into what I hope is a very crowded lecture hall. And once again, this semester, make the Roy Green Show required listening on my course outline, because I think these are the topics that students are going to want to discuss, because most of them still live at home. Most of them have two-parent households. I know because I've seen the statistics on that. And they're starting to wonder. They're starting to say, well, what's going to happen to my household? Is one of my parents going to lose their jobs? God forbid, both of my parents. I know that their spending power, their purchasing power is dropping by the day. The last research we saw was about $3,000 per person. We're going to have less to spend. And so I figure that this is going to be the topic of conversation for at least the first half of 2023, Roy, which is not, is it going to get bad? It is going to get bad. Just how bad?
Yeah. What do you think the level of optimism is that exists among your students in the longer term? If they're seeing what's going on around them, and they may be having the same sorts of emotional responses that we've been hearing that the majority of Canadians have, but the younger people often have a brighter sense of the future. Do you think that exists among your students?
I think they're very negative, but I do agree when you say that younger people tend to be the barometer of society. I think that the greatest untapped minds in a university are the students. I think we should just turn them loose because some of them are super smart. My students, if last term is any indication, they are very nervous about where the economy is going. They're very nervous about their own part-time jobs and, again, their parents' jobs. And in these times of difficulty, in these times that look negative and pessimistic, you know what students turn to? Believe it or not, they want to know what their government, their elected officials, are doing to help them. And they ask me all the time, is Prime Minister Trudeau as tone deaf as he seems to the economy? And it breaks my heart, Roy, when I have to answer yes.
It is sad. It really is sad to have that sense. And I agree with you. We had some interesting conversation about that earlier on the program today. Where do you think, Professor Cam, we might be a year from now? So if we stargaze or crystal ball gaze into January of 2024, where do you think we'll be?
I think we're going to be in that recession. But if the pandemic taught me anything, Roy, is that you're never too old to learn a new trick. And I think the economy, this country's economy, is a little bit more resilient than I thought it was. I hate using that word with respect to little kids, but I like using it with respect to the economy. So I think that all of these price hikes, interest rate hikes, will hit the labor market. I think we will be recessed a year from now. But I'm hoping I'm right. And I think that recession is going to be short-lived. And the dip isn't going to be as bad as people think.
In the interim, let's sell that liquid natural gas and oil to our allied nations and friends who want it. They've got money that they can spend. Hundreds of billions of dollars will be shoved into our economy and help us out because we did better in 2009 than much of the rest of the world because we had programs in place. And now we can do the same thing if we just take advantage of our opportunities. Or am I missing the boat?
No, you're not missing the boat. We have got to finally, in 2023, let's take our comparative advantages and use them for the benefit of our country. And if anyone from the government is listening, let's go back to real old style Keynesianism that says in good times, you pay off debt. And in bad times, you hold off on raising people's taxes. And let's reverse the carbon tax for 2023 and give people a chance to feed their families and keep a roof over their head.
Hear, hear. Eric Cam for Prime Minister. Oh, seriously.
No. God forbid, Roy, but I'm always honored to be on your show and to discuss these issues.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.